This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. I'm very excited to have him back. I know he's got a lot of great news for my listeners, and we're going to get some updates from him. He is Sanjay Somnani. He's the CEO of CrowdGather, Inc. Well, they trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol CRWG. Sanjay, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me back.
Since the last time you've been on the show in September, we've got a lot of new listeners. Give my new listeners a little bit about Statement, what you guys are all about.
Okay. I think, you know, there's that what you intend to be about and what the reality is. The reality is CrowdGather is a labor of love. I founded it in 2008, April, right? So almost exactly 9 years ago. My birthday happens to be in April, so I remember it was April 8th, the day before my birthday, that we started this company. A few weeks later, Bear Stearns shut down. A couple of months later, Lehman shut down, and we've pretty much been on the receiving end since then. We took a technology social media company public on the OTC in a reverse merger. At our peak in that business, which was a roll-up of online forums and message board communities, we had 250 million page views a month, 25 million unique visitors. Couldn't really get any attention because all of the action was in the VC-funded private segments. We then decided to make a big bet. We basically issued a lot of our capital and acquired a social casino company called Playor. This was a Facebook social casino. It was growing every month. When we acquired it, it was doing $1 million in revenues. At its peak, it was over $2 million. But again, Wall Street was not interested in having a small public company in these digital businesses. So we weren't able to raise capital. We ended up doing a deal to effectively license both of our businesses away now. And what we have done is we have given away the social media forum business to a company called Tapitalk. They're the number one app in the space. They're a very strong partner. And by using their back end and infrastructure and engineers, we're just basically in a position where we just get margin on that deal. So it's a fantastic transaction for us. On the casino side, that got a little sticky. We sold the business to a company called Native Games America. They're currently seeking Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, and our other creditors are negotiating with them. So we're hopeful for a good outcome. But either ways, we've taken what looks like a company that's about to shut down. If you looked at CrowdGather over the past 2 years, it hasn't looked good. I have good news for you. Just in the past week, several things have happened where the company is in a position now to dramatically turn around. People are not aware of it because we've been late in our filings. We filed a Form 15 in October of last year. We now owe the July and October quarters for last year, and then we will be fully caught up. There will be no more stop sign. That should happen within the next couple of weeks. We have a site called Weed Tracker, a site called Rap Music, a site called Sneaker Talk, and these are going to be the anchors of our new digital cannabis business. We're in the process right now of rebuilding Weed Tracker as a mobile app so that we can relaunch again. So to answer your question, CrowdGather, what we were was a digital media business. What we really become is an enterprise that's learned how to survive, monetize, and transact in order to still be here 9 years later in very difficult environments. I'm pretty much all in the company. Just in November of last year, I put another $50,000 into the stock, which I converted right away at the market, which was a penny. So I'm the largest shareholder. I've never sold a share. And now the company is still a digital media enterprising entity, but our focus is on the digital cannabis sector because we think that there is, you know, decades worth of growth ahead of us. And everything that we've learned in building up those two amazing businesses, the social media network and the social casino and gaming business, we think we can apply those very well to digital cannabis businesses.
You know, last week I told a couple of people that you were going to be coming on the show this week, and I've got some emails. And some of those emails wanted to say, hey, you guys have been silent for a pretty long time. There hasn't been any announcements for the past year.
Yep.
And when is the stop sign coming off? Can you address some of those issues?
Yes. So let's be specific. And I feel for everybody that's in this position, and keep in mind that the one of the biggest people suffering from this is me, right? I have everything that I have is in the company. Most of the listeners and my shareholders don't know. It's not really their concern. But my divorce was finaled a couple of weeks left, right? So this process has been one heck of a ride, and I have been focused the entire time on nothing else except making CrowdGather work. Last year in March, we were informed right before our January quarter was due, that our auditor at that time had been banned for life from the industry.
Wow.
We found a new auditor, okay? This is the fact, right? It's not something we came up with. We found a new auditor. Of course, they came in, they helped us, but let's just suffice it to say the quarter, the year end was due last July, right? Our year end is in April. We were supposed to have filed it by July. It didn't get filed till January of this year, right? The bill for the audit was $100,000 more than we had. That's why I put another $50,000 in. We've killed ourselves to make everything happen and be compliant. So in October of last year, our legal counsel suggested that we deregister so that we could, you know, get the stop sign off quicker and get trading quicker. And again, we have creditors that we have to negotiate this with. And so what has happened is as soon as we get the July and October quarters filed, last year's Q1 and Q2, and they're being worked on right now and should be done within a couple of weeks. As soon as those are filed, we are fully compliant on the pink sheets. The stop sign is off and everyone can trade. And then our objective at that point is to look into, since our year end is in April, of getting the year end done and then being fully, fully compliant and registered. But within a couple of weeks, we should have no more limitations on us from a buying and selling and trading perspective. And that will be big. Now, for 2 years, the company has pretty much hung around right by a penny. I have people who have come to me that want to buy. There doesn't seem to be much liquidity and selling. So the hope is now with the stop sign off, with the fact that we are very close to positive cash flow with these deals that we've cut, with the fact that Weed Tracker and the digital cannabis opportunity is in front of us, it's legal in the state of California, I think we have a lot of upside. And the only people who will even know that we're still around and going to be around are the people that are paying attention to our symbol. I think a lot of people have moved on. The market has been amazing. But I believe very shortly, people will see us literally come back from the dead. They will see activity, action, news, developments, all the positive things that, you know, you would hope for, that for, unfortunately, since our auditor got in trouble last year, we have not been in a position to be proactive. We have just been on the receiving end of, you know, a lot of work, a lot of expense.
My guest today is Sanjay Sabnani. He is the CEO of CrowdGather, Inc. They trade on the OTC markets. Ticker symbol CRWG, about 0.7 cents. Market cap very undervalued, but that's just one man's opinion. That's my opinion. Market cap under $1 million, around 900,000. Describe the deal to myself, how you guys executed with Tap Talk. Give us a little bit of the metrics about that.
Okay, well, Tap Talk has been a company that everybody in the forum space knows, right? They've been around. They've been very supportive. They built the leading mobile app. So if you're online, oftentimes you'll end up on a site and they'll say, install Tap Talk, right? They push to get their app installed, and they're the biggest in the forum space. We've been friends from the beginning because the forum business is a very small business. And as of last year, with our cash situation the way it was, we really needed help. So I reached out and we cut a deal where Tap Talk, their engineers, their servers are going to take care of our network. And we are basically having a royalty back from them to us, right? And the specifics of that were in the 8K when we announced the deal with them. But suffice it to say that, you know, for a situation we were in where we couldn't make positive cash flow, sure, we were making all the revenues, but we were going in the hole every month.
Absolutely.
With what we have forecast on this deal, 2 to 3 months into it, we should be at a positive cash flow because we've cut all costs, right? I haven't been on CrowdGather's payroll. So I'll say this, since this is a radio show. I get a lot of people, you know, that are not happy and that are dissatisfied, perhaps with me, my performance. What they may not be aware of is that in the past 3 years, I've put $300,000 of my own into the company and have not really received a salary. And the other big creditor in the company, there was a group called Vinay Holdings. That's my family, right? So nobody cares more that this company succeeds and flourishes than me, because I'm literally all in,
Absolutely.
Right? We're now at the cusp of very good things. People have been very kind to us, but you know, we're here because we've hustled and we've made a business happen. So we've been able to use deal making to get out of a difficult situation. We had a toxic loan from a company called Iconic. And again, they're great. They worked with us, but that type of loan is very costly. And if it converts, it kills you. At one point we had six such loans. I personally put in money and borrowed money from my family to pay those off. Iconics was the last one. And I have good news for the people listening. That too has been taken over by Friendly's now. So we're in a good situation where there's really no immediate gun to our head. We still owe our auditors. We still owe our hosting. We owe a little bit of money, but we're working through it with people because the cash flows are going to start coming. And with Weed Tracker and rap music, we have nothing but upside and opportunity since our costs are so low. So our goal really, you know, you had asked before what type of business we are, and I didn't really, I wanted to make sure that the listeners heard the facts, which is that
absolutely
we've struggled, we've tried hard, and it is what it is. But essentially what I'd really like to do is create, and I realize that this is a reach, but it's what's in my heart. I'd really like to build something that's like a mini Berkshire Hathaway in the cannabis space, right? Use our cash flow from Weed Tracker and our site, simple businesses, to do some deals, right? To own stakes and other things, to build a network. Just like the digital media space in 98-99, the same thing is happening, but because of the divide between federal law and state law, there is so much of an opportunity. There is still people that need to band together and work together, and we're looking to be part of it. So, you know, don't be surprised to see us cut a lot of different types of deals, but there'll be deals that result in revenues and business. There are people that are asking us for advisory services. All sorts of things are coming to us because of this particular field. So we want to leverage it in the best way possible. But the reality is the company is down to a couple of people. We're more or less virtual. We have people working on our things, but we're still here.
You know what? So what are your plans going forward? What should investors be watching for? Give us a 2 to 4 quarter outlook.
Yeah, it's actually easy. Within the next 30 days or so, you should see the stop sign off the stock and trading happen. Right.
Okay.
Once we are compliant, you will start seeing news flow. And in fact, the news will start before then. So you will start seeing news. You will get a good idea of what's materially going on at the company. I think at that point, a prudent shareholder could make the decision if they wanted to go in, average down, or pick up a position, because I think there'll be very strong signals. The focus on the business is really Weed Tracker and working with Tapa Talk to expand that revenue stream and royalties on the business end with them. Right. Ultimately, we love that company. We want to do more with them. We want to grow with them. So we may start cutting other forum deals that we use them as the actual working partner. Right. So there's some scale there. Also in cannabis, there are a few assets that I'm looking at that are potential acquisition candidates. And these would not require cash from us. We could do these for stock. Of course, the stock is very low. I would not like to do acquisitions until it's at least, you know, 3 to 4 cents, I would say. So between here and doing some deals, we want to bulk up the company. Our market cap reflects that everyone thinks we're shutting down, which is not the reality. So now that if we don't shut down, if we actually survive and we start thriving, what does the company look like? I think you're going to see that within the next 30 to 60 days.
My guest today has been Sanjay Somnani. He is the CEO of CrowdGather, Inc., they trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol CRWG. In closing, is there anything that you would like to get out? We got a couple of seconds here.
Yeah, I would say this. Look, first of all, to the shareholders that are listening to you, I'm truly grateful, right? I have made great friends with a lot of these folks. They call me up. That oftentimes they're yelling at me because the performance has been what it is. But the truth is, I'm here. I'm available. I answer my call. And I am looking to build this company. So if anyone's out there that wants to be part of our success, wants to help, thinks they can contribute, let's talk, right?
How can they get in touch with you?
The best way is my email, sanjay@crowdgather.com. Shoot me an email, put a phone number in it, I'll call you, right? Because we really, what's funny is some of the monies that we've received recently that have helped us buy out Iconic, these are just shareholders who called me, and instead of buying in the market, and spending more, they average down, right, by taking doing a private placement. So a lot of what's happened that's good with the company has just happened from our shareholders and the people that support us. So I would like to keep that going, and I would like to tell everyone they have my commitment. It's been 9 years in one of the best markets. I've spent every second of this 9 years on CrowdGather. I haven't given up yet, don't intend to. And right now, we've just come through some very hairy stuff and are in a very good position to have a chance at the future. So I would like everyone to give us that shot, to pay attention to our symbol CRWG, and just watch us rock and roll, because this is our year.
I want to thank you for coming on the show. I wish you nothing but continued success. Please try not to stay away for another 5 or 6 months. Let's talk here in about 50 or 60 days in a month or two, and hopefully you'll come back on the show.
Thank you very much.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.